The importance of zikr and pious company.
He spoke of the importance of zikr and how one can really increase his zikr if he has this one. The person who wants to really want to make zikr to remember Allah Ta'ala in every way, he must ponder upon this thing that Allah is sitting here for the person making zikr. Now, if only you just think like that, that the time you're making zikr in namaz, in Quran Sharif, and you do not want to make the Quran, you want to read the Quran, when you become lazy not to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the Ruh Sharif, whatever, and ponder upon this one, Anajalisi, I'm sitting next to the person making zikr. Automatically, it will become like this that you want to make zikr because when Allah Ta'ala will do. Now, if you do not take advantage of that, in other words, this Allah Ta'ala Anajalisun Anajalisun to show us the importance that how to be that love and that urge, the longing to make zikr. Allah Ta'ala wants us to make zikr, remember him all the time. So he's giving us this one special remedy that whenever you make the zikr of the Quran, that you begin to think this much, that I am sitting next to the person making zikr. Now that person is not a fool, is a fool who does not follow this one. Just by doing that only, you're surprised, it makes your whole life change. You not will do all the wrong things at all. Every time you do those things which one feel how Allah will be. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is trying to give us that, the motivation, how I must tell my bandha, that how he must become close to me. He's giving us all the remedy, how he must become close to me. Please, he read Quran too. If he does not want to read Quran to the person who has the Quran, if he does not want to read Quran, he wants to read Quran, this can do it next to him. Who's listening to him? Why the person making zikr also? Everything he wants to do, automatically the time will come, it will protect him from guna. Because the most important thing you must understand, my dear friends, is how to keep away from sins. That is the bottom line. That's the most important thing. If a person makes zikr all the time and is committing all kinds of sins, what benefit? You got no benefit at all. The effect of everything is like a person taking medication. But a doctor tells you must keep away from these things, then only it will affect you. But you do not want to go out and listen to the doctor and carry on eating whatever you want to eat. Obviously, it will no effect at all. Now, this zikr that person makes will bring the condition in him that anything, his Quran also, whatever it will be, Ana jalisun man dakarani, Allah is with me, then everything he do for him, and he'll be scared now that it must not be that I'm going to leave that friendship. Now, it left to you that if you want that friendship, you are going away from him, he's not going away from you. Now, if you want to increase the relationship with Allah all the time, not temporarily, all the time, then you have to become of that kind that you have to read all the time, make yourself of that kind that you remember Allah Ta'ala 24 hours. That's why if you may not commit, you not make zikr, but you won't commit a guna. That's the most important thing. You must bear this in mind. If you committed a sin, then that means there's a defect in you. That this zikr has not affected you. It will affect you to that extent that it must become a barrier between you and the Quran, the sin. And the moment you want to commit a sin, it becomes a barrier that you not commit a sin at all. It is only coming to us. When you get the taste of it, when you get the taste of it, then you continue doing the thing. The time will come. Then Allah Ta'ala saying the hadith to man taqarraba, you come one step, I take two steps. Allah Ta'ala says, you come one step, I take two steps. If you run toward me, I'll grab you. My husband, when he should say, I grab the way he see, the way his words, when he should say, like he's actually, I'm very grabbing. This is the condition that must come into us all the time. Then only you can say that Alhamdulillah, you have achieved everything. But the person who must know the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. No man can say he achieved. If a person say achieved, he's not achieved. Your goal can never be achieved by Allah Ta'ala because Allah is everywhere. There's no end to Allah Ta'ala, but there's no end to the road too. No man can say that I reached Allah. Because the more further you go nearer to him, the more further away from him. There's no end to him too. That's why the great Muslim Ghanai being the saints, continuously they exercise themselves and discipline themselves to that extent. But then too they say, we are nothing. We have reached nowhere. They feel they have reached nowhere. And we reach nowhere until we reach somewhere. We have not reached anywhere. In other words, this is how it's supposed to be, that if you someone has to belittle you and run you down to the ground, it may be feel you must feel like it is true what he's telling to me. I haven't reached my goal yet. You haven't reached your goal yet. No man can say I've reached my goal. Your goal is very, very far from you. You'll continuously be going to try to reach your goal, you won't reach your goal at all. But the moment you begin to think I've reached my goal, then you know you're completely lost. No one can say that, you know, my namaz is how I wanted Allah only to perform namaz that way. That person who says I perform my namaz today, I enjoyed my namaz, that namaz is not my best. But if you say, you know, I tried my level best, I did not do anything, then you know that namaz is the best. Because if you're thinking the namaz should have nothing, but if he talks high of his namaz that today, the way I had namaz, don't talk about it. Then you will know you have to talk about it. Because you have reached the namaz at all. Every action of yours must be of this kind, that you're running more closer and dearer to you, to him, but you're far from him. Far from him. So when a person is far from his destination, he's trying to reach his destination, he's far, far, what happens to him? He wants to get to his destination, then let us strive 24 hours. That strive is the right to the time of death. There's no end to it. You know, a person becoming half of the Quran, he has to read the Quran all continuously, to remember it all the time. He cannot say, now I'm going to read the Quran and finish now and lose it. I know my Quran. He will not know his Quran. He has to continue reading all the time. Continue reading all the time. Till he does not continue reading Quran, then Quran will leave him. Till you continue not going to Allah Ta'ala all the time. There's a strive. The jihad is always on. Man is not free from Allah. He has to run towards Allah all the time is there. Namaz is one thing you perform namaz, alhamdulillah. That is only namaz at this time. But remember Allah Ta'ala 24 hours all the time is very, very important. The time has come of this kind that you do not know what's the meaning of committing sin. If you know you have committed one sin, then your condition will be like this. You don't want to eat food. You don't want to feel hurt about it. You feel so hurt that why I have committed sin? Why have I hurt him? You know, when you love someone, this love is not there how it's supposed to be. Everyone who have got love for Allah. But that love that what we're supposed to have, that love that pulls you towards him, that magnet, you know, that I must not hurt him in any way. When that time will come, that the condition of yours must be of this kind, that you know this much, I must not at any time hurt Allah. Whatever it can be, whether it's my business too, I mustn't. My family life, the wife and all, I'm not hurt. He did not ease me. You have to work towards it. Everything to work towards it. A man in this world, when he gets a high position in this, and cannot be overnight, he has to strive for that. He has to work very, very hard to get that position, no matter where it is. Road to Allah Ta'ala is one way, but remember, there's a strive all the way. You have to strive all the time. Until unless, and the most important thing this must have in you, in this road, is must not have pride. Must not have? The most important thing not have. Pride must come out of you. It must come out. The slightest bit of pride you have in you, the road will close. Because what's the meaning of pride? That you're not prepared to accept your faults. You're not prepared to accept any of your faults. So you have to force this thing that I have to have no pride in me. In other words, you must feel to yourself that no one worse than me. You have to have that there's no one worse than me, no matter how much good deed you are doing to. My deeds are not according to your expectation. You have mercy and accept. If only a person has this at heart all the time, that oh Allah, it's only your mercy, that every moment of yours you'll be so humble. Nabi Karim was so humble. He was praised so much by Allah, but he was so humble, humble all the time. And he always said this, that humility is the best quality. If you bring humility in you, then you become very humble. That is very important. This must be always humble all the time. Allah can give you the best of wealth, best of health, everything. But he must bring you more close and dear by humility. Humble. Humble. I'm not fit for that. Oh, I thank you again. Everything that he gives you, you think to yourself, I'm not fit for that. Oh, that's a mercy you have given me. There are puzzles you have given me. If man can only have this thing, the knowledge that he has in him, the strength that he has in him, the health that he has in him, the wealth that he has in him, Ya Allah, I'm not fit for that. We have mercy. See, everything must be linked to Allah. Not a second he must give. So when the time comes of this kind that I told you, that if you have this one hadith or one, and a jaleesul man dhakarani, my husband said, it brings about that love, that you know how Allah wants to love you and grab you and bring you closer to him by saying an jaleesul, that why don't you make dhikr to me, become close to me. Come close to me. That's the only way you can come close to me. He's giving you as a remedy, as a post. That every spare time that you have in you, you must be engaged in the zikr of Allah. Not a second must be that you must be free from the remembrance of Allah. Every second. Whether you're in a toilet to you think of Allah Ta'ala, that person who had that quality in him, he wants him to commit one guna or one sin to. So until unless you don't have taqwa in you, Allah Ta'ala gave us the remedy taqwa. Ittaqullah. Until you have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, you have fear of Allah. Ittaqullah. The fear of Allah Ta'ala, the police cannot stop you from, can stop you from committing sin, but he cannot make you hate the sin. You have to hate the sin. When you begin to hate the sin, then you don't need any more police at all. You have in your heart to hate the sin and don't commit the sin. For the example, I'll give you an example today, that the biggest sin today is the cell phone. It's the biggest sin today, the cell phone. It has taken away people's lives, broken homes, committing sins of all kinds. The eyes have committed all kinds of filth in that. You see all the rubbish in there. All kinds of things you can see, but the man is so, they got a passion. passion for that now. There's a passion for the cell phone. Anything can happen on the, there's a passion on the cell phone. A small child of yours whom you're not going to, Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question you. I've given you responsibility for the haqq of a child. That child, a small child of 2 years and 3 years, got a passion for the thing that he cries for you. A big people also cry. They want that thing, their passion. You know, passion. You know what a passion is? You suppose that passion is the Quran. How many people have got passion for the Quran? How many people have got passion for the zikr of Allah? Do you know what's the meaning of passion? Everyone knows it's a passion, but where's that passion? That only passion. I love to be the Quran. I love to be the Quran. The Quran is kept one side. The passion is, no, I want to look at that filth. I want to look at all the nonsense. That whatever zikr that you're making to, you're making zikr one side. But no concern of what's going to be the outcome by looking at this point, that everything just wipes out. And young, not only young people, old people are also victim to it too. Some people are so passionate with cricket, you know, cricket, they die. If I don't see cricket at night, they can actually sacrifice their sleep in that. This paddle has come about, has taken this thing that while you're in namaz, your heart in the paddle. Rasulullah said that time will come. When you read namaz, the masjid will be empty but be full. It will be full but empty. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that is this month that your heart will not be in a masjid. And exactly what is happening. The boy is playing with a pen and then he comes to the masjid just to be salam because it's a habit, you know. Adat hai, namaz padhne ki chalo par namaz padhne. You know, habit? From young age, he was brought to the masjid to read namaz. He is coming to read namaz. He is very happy. Wo adat ibadat nahi ban sakti. So it's a habit. So your small child today, you are giving that kind of unique. That you bring up the child of that kind. The passion for the Quran is no more there. The passion for this. That's why you find whenever you go for the holiday too, you won't carry your Quran with you, but you carry your cell phone with you and ask, what do you call it? You got charger yet? First thing, any charger yet? Any Wi-Fi yet? Any Wi-Fi? I mean, maybe without me, but ponder a little bit whatever I'm saying. It's a joke maybe for you, but just ponder where it's leading to. Ponder. You come to realize the same child, it mustn't be on the day of Qiyamah. The child will say, my father taught me this. Whether you want children of that kind that we need them, they on the day of Qiyamah, they must pull us to Jannah. Khuda kar is samaj mein aa jaye. You can become a hafiz, you can become an alim, you can become anything. Khuda apni jagah par hai. Until unless you don't bring that quality in you. You know, Mufti Musa, alhamdulillah, was reading the Quran. He's saying that it's a very pity on the madrasa today, but the Nuraniyat nahi hai. Nuraniyat? Nahi. There's no Nuraniyat. You know what Nuraniyat? The ustaz were of that kind, that they were sheikhs. They were not only ustaz, they were sheikhs. It's not there anymore. Not there. They don't know what they are teaching. There's no them teaching. If you know, they say one place, he said nicely, to buy out the hadith, not everything. Hadith in reality, the noor of Allah. Noor. There's no noor. So we have to now decide now to change our lives. How to change our life? We change our children before we change ourselves. Our progeny is very important. Or project. And to make yourself your akhlaq must right. Zikr is so important. You know, Mahazaz said this much. He said, namaz to maaf ho hi sakti hai, lekin zikr maaf nahi hota. You have to make zikr all the time. You go on jihad also, if you don't make zikr, what will happen? You do something against Allah of Allah. Then Mahathir said to Sahaba Ikram, they, what a share they had with them. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what a share they had. They made them of that kind, he made them of that kind. But then too, at that equation too, they must not forget the zikr of Allah. Because he said, if they make, they forget the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, possible they'll go against Allah of Allah. So every moment, everything. How much we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our businesses too? How much we must remember Allah ta'ala in our marriages also? Our homes, you come to realize that we are very good on outside and not good on home people. Until unless you don't have taqwa in you, you'll day after you don't have no enemy at all. You talk to everyone, you make salam to everyone. That's the most important thing, remember, once you got taqwa in you, and the close on Allah Ta'ala, that no one is your enemy. You make salam to everyone. You be good to everyone. That is sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we are in a position at the moment that we need lot of zikr on Allah Ta'ala. And the most important thing is this much, if you want to make zikr on Allah Ta'ala, is so but the salih. Sit with good company. Good company. You don't, that man won't speak one word to sit in his company. He does not speak to you one word to sit in his company. Kuch asar ho jayega. Kuch asar. How many times you sit for the Hazrat people? Hours not speaking, but unke saamne dekh kam az kam Allah ke rahmat nazil hoti. Without exaggeration, I'm telling you. We have sat in front of Hazrat for so many hours. He's doing his work, we're doing our work. He looks at us, nothing, we look at him, that's all. You think he's just looking this like that? It's all good for that. Appreciate that this is a time now today in this era. The most important thing to safeguard our iman is our children and all sit in the company of pious people. They can become whatever they want to become. Let them become whatever they want to become, but let them sit in the pious people. Definitely it will be effective. When a Qasim Nanuti rahmatullah alayhi, when the time when he passed away, when the Buzwa passed away, another person said, let me bury the body next to him. With the Bible. He said, come as come, ye gune gar hu, lekin unke wajah se Allah mujhe maaf kar de. The effect will only come to him afterwards, not now. That's just sitting in company. Oh, what you wasted your time? What wasted time? You went with that intention, then that will be outcome. As a Thani Rahmatullah alayhi, one person, he should talk a lot. Remember one thing, the best thing. One of the biggest thing a person going to know to Allah Ta'ala, he must not talk a lot. He must not keep away from people unless it's necessary. So this person should talk a lot. But they're concerned, you know, figure, you know, I'm talking too much, man. Talking too much, a lot of sin is committed. So he wrote to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah. So Hazrat told him this much, you know, go to Lucknow to one Hakim and we'll just sit down by him. Hakim Sahib was there, he'd do his work. This person would come and sit down there. No word, no talking, nothing. Hakim Sahib do his work, people came and sit down quietly there. The effect was this much that after 1 year, this man did not speak to anyone there. Zuban ban ho gayi. Zuban da ta ke saath baat hai. Bring that quality into us, we are talking unnecessarily, futile talks. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ يُعْلِدُونَ Allah Ta'ala says one of the qualities you must have in us is futile talks. If you want to become close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. But I'm begging you, that passion that you have for the cell phone, I'm telling you, it's a killer. When you have the passion to read Durus Sharif, when you have the passion to read the Quran, you have got more time. Allah Ta'ala is surprised that my banda is not prepared to open my book to read it. One person, he told a very nice thing. He was busy reading, you know. So someone told him, what's wrong with you? You're saying quietly, no one near you. He said, no, I'm the author. Honeymoon done. So that person who read the Quran is the author of Allah Ta'ala. If he only knows him, Allah Ta'ala, what he will do? Then what he will do? He got everything. But if you yourself do not appreciate that, then what? I speak about the cell phone all the life. But unfortunately, sad to say, when you go outside, forgot everything. But I'm doing my duty to say what I'm supposed to say. Now, if you do not try to follow it, it's between you and Allah. But just to tell you how much of harm it does. Before you should sleep in the name of Allah, now you sleep in the name of Shaitan. You wake up in the name of Allah, the first thing you look now to when you wake up is the cell phone. What you're looking at? Why are you looking at it? It has led people to gunas of that kind, begin to cheat people, to tell lies, and what were things deceive people that were declared. And sad to say, one day I'm sitting down here, one person can, you look only a cell phone, he's busy looking at a lottery. In a masjid, looking at a lottery. I try to make an excuse, no, he just passed in that spot. But look at lottery in a masjid. Where have we gone to? Our Islam, what are you about? Our Islam is Zikrullah and Sohbat al-Salih. You can become whatever you want to become, but I promise you sit in a pious company. Sit in a pious company. If there's no pious, sit next to Muazzin. Next to Imam Sahib, sit down, just sit down there. Inshallah, that effect will be there too. But stop going out, moving around, this pedal, this, that. It's not going to lead us to anywhere. Now even the people, the religious people also go to the cabin too. All kind of things happening. So Allah Almighty Father. So our Islam today, the majlis is sit in company of pious people. And they make a zikr of Allah. Every spare time we have, open the Quran and make zikr of Allah. They say, you know, in Jannat, only one thing that you would hurt about, although the effect will not be of that kind of dirt in the world, but why I forgot Allah in the world? Why did I forget Allah? In other words, there's not a second. You must forget Allah. If only you get the taste of it, you know, as how one very great saint, they say, when the namaz per town, when I go to sajda, I think like I'm making love with Allah. But you don't worry about it. You can't feel that. You can't experience that. Just to tell you how they were. Every second, every moment, they have Allah Ta'ala in front of them. So if we have a little bit of that too, like Hazrat Gungayi Rahman said, the Sahabat Muhabbat wa Nabi Karim, Allah give us a little bit of Muhabbat to us, that will be sufficient for us. So Allah Ta'ala Amal Kami, Tawfiq Allah, Wa Ahudah, Alhamdulillah. Allah Masih, Allah Masih, Allah Masih, Allah Masih, Allah Masih, Allah Masih, Allah اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وأجرنا من فتن الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان والحسن والفضل. ربنا إننا نؤمن واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من السعي. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد.
Thank you.